Under current law, an inmate can petition a county judge to investigate alleged prisoner abuse by guards or even a warden, such as beating or sexual harassment of prisoners. The judge then decides whether or not to order the district attorney to pursue charges. But Republican State Representative Mark Gundrum says the rising number of John Doe complaints from inmates is clogging up the court system.
In 99% of the cases have absolutely no merit, have no basis, but they do it to harass the officers. So what we're doing is we're really just tailoring the John Doe complaint, still allow it for the average citizen as an option, but any prisoner would have to go through the DA.
But prisoners' rights advocates like Frank Vandenbosch say removing a neutral judge from the process when inmates are trying to hold guards accountable is a perversion of justice. Vandenbosch says he worked with an inmate recently who succeeded in getting a Columbia County judge to order the DA to investigate an alleged beating by a guard, and the DA refused the judge's order.
Finally, the judge appointed Sauk County DA to investigate this crime that he thought had been committed against this prisoner. So if this prisoner had filed with the district attorney in Columbia County, it would have ended right there, and the crime would never have been investigated.
Vandenbosch says prosecutors are more likely to reject prisoner complaints, so the number of uninvestigated abuses will likely rise. But Representative Gundrum says the proposed John Doe bill has strong support from prison guards, wardens, and judges, and he expects it to pass both the Senate and the Assembly without much opposition. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.